Hey guys, welcome back to Tom Girl. This is episode 44, and I'm so excited for this one. We have the players from the Basketball Beauties League. Stand by.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
A little throwback from Loving Basketball. Hey guys, welcome back to Tom Girl. I'm JJ Jurgens. You can follow me at Tom Girl TV. And I am so excited to have the Basketball Beauties Leagues here. Ladies, introduce yourselves.
Hey guys, I am your girl Dawn Raven. You can follow me on any social media platform, all the same at The Dawn Raven.
What's up? It's your girl Who Is Heartbreak. And all my social media is all the same. All my music, SoundCloud, everything is Who Is Heartbreak.
Hi guys, my name is Nandi Taylor, and my social media is Nandi Amaya on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow me at AmayaType_.
Thank you guys. I'm so happy to have all of you. For those of you who aren't familiar with the league yet, you need to be. So this is the Basketball Beauties League, and you are a group of models, actresses, entertainment folks, awesome people, right? It's all in this league together. So tell us about the league.
Well, so it is an entertainment league for sure. We have that, but we also have, you know, professionals. Like the one sitting right next to us is a rocket scientist.
We will be talking about that.
You know, so it's full of women. You know, we all know that basketball doesn't get the credit that it deserves when you live in the basketball world. Basketball Beauties kind of gives us a platform to network and meet other women who play basketball, have passed in basketball, and some people who are still currently playing. Mm-hmm. So it's just a good place to have some good hoop, get some good runs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I totally agree with Dawn. I think the league is, like, amazing for women that, like, you know, they want to play at a competitive level because there's some basketball leagues. There's not a lot of women's basketball leagues around here, but there's some, but they're not as competitive as Basketball Beauties. I feel like Basketball Beauties is, like, almost semi-pro. We have people that currently play overseas that have played in the WNBA, like Dawn, that have played in college. So I think it's a great platform to kind of like mix that like competitive drive with like anything in entertainment.
Mm-hmm. And so it's been around for how many years now? About two?
This will be season three.
Yeah.
So it just depends on when the seasons actually start. But I guess it's going into about the third year now.
Yeah.
So it's been.
Before the league actually began, we were doing like women's games, like fundraiser games against each other. And then they created the league.
Mm-hmm. How many different teams are in the league?
Six total.
We've been trying to get it, like, to get Jude, who is the creator of Basketball Beauties, the Basketball Beauties League, to get more teams. But it stays competitive at six, and it keeps it exclusive where, you know what, the best players are required to be here. So now it's still six teams, but it's six competitive, really talented women.
Well, we were talking earlier because there was some Instagram talk that is actually moving to New York as well, and that there's going to be a branch of you guys out there, too. So we'll have to wait for more news on that one.
Yeah. I wonder if we're going to turn it into this national league. We start playing national championships.
Mm-hmm. In different states.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah.
That
would be really cool. How has it grown just in the three seasons now?
Oh, my God. It's gone. Like, somebody like Nandi, who's extremely talented, this would be her first year, just her rookie year in the league. Mm-hmm. But the girl can play some basketball. So, you know, and the first year, it was kind of getting established. So we weren't able to attract what women would call real basketball players because all we know for women's basketball is college, WNBA, or overseas. Mm-hmm. There's no median for women. It just, they don't have that platform. So as it's grown, of course, it's attracted real hoopers to be like, you know what? Dang, this is where I can get real runs. This is where I can play and play against women where I don't feel like I'm doing any discredit to the game. Mm-hmm. So year three, it's dope, man.
Yeah,
dope.
I think that's what attracted me, especially moving from Virginia. I graduated from Virginia State University, and I moved out here, and I instantly, like, I'm like, yo, like, I want to join this league. I see a lot of people, like, competitive players, a lot of people networking, entertainment players, and it was, like, something that was a good platform. So I'm like, I definitely want to be a part of that. So,
For sure. Well, we have one more that joined. Yay. We won't make you run sprints for being late. It's all right.
I gotta do burpees. Hi.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Okay.
And I'm sure you guys out here will recognize this face. Your camera now, right here. Sorry, hi. Yours.
Okay, I'm like, does my headphone look weird?
Yeah. You look good, girl.
You're good. Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Just keep that little mic close to your mouth, and you're good. Yeah.
Hi.
Tell everybody out there your name, where they can follow you on social media.
Hey, my name is Erica Ringor, and you can follow me on Instagram at my name Erika Ringor, Ringor, like a superhero.
And you Hoopers out there probably recognize her from Love and Basketball.
Sidra.
Basketball, yeah.
Sidra in the building.
Hi. Can I do an annoying fan thing and just ask for my one favorite quote?
Yes.
Do you know it? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know what it is.
Yeah,
I know what it is.
Never let a freshman take you.
That's right.
Yeah.
I knew it. When we came into college, we knew. Like,
oh, yeah.
If I'm a freshman, I got to find a way to take that senior spot.
Freshman's got it bad.
So long. Oh, my gosh. That was weird.
Oh, the best. Well, thank you. So we've just started kind of talking about how the league got started, how it's grown in the first couple years. Anything that how you witnessed it grow and kind of take off?
Oh, yeah. I was one of the OGs. Mm-hmm. We walked into this little dusty gym, and I was like, dude, what is this? I don't know if anybody was, I think it was me and Britt. And we walked in, I was like, okay. I was like, dude, where is everybody? He's like, no. So, no, it started literally from the ground up. And I actually appreciate it because this is, I don't know what they've said, but this is not like a normal league. Mm-hmm. And girls are like, I want to play in that league. I'm like, yeah. Like, seriously, like, it's not just anyone can play. Like, you actually have to know how to play basketball. Mm-hmm. It's not some just little cute league on Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's like elbows and profanity sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
Dawn, you know, she's cute over here, but she's a little feisty. It gets
pretty.
It gets
okay.
A little pretty. Yeah.
Getting those four lines. No mercy.
So, yeah, no. So, the fact that it's grown so much and then, like, the quality of women that play in it, that's the only reason why I play. Because I was like, Jude, I don't want to get hurt, you know, like, I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, I appreciate it. And we have a following, and it inspires other people, you know, so that's cool.
Mm-hmm. How would somebody go about getting on the team or trying out, or what's the process for that?
I just say, call Jude.
Yeah.
Go to Basketball Beauties.
Yeah.
And DM them and say, hey, and then, like, I've literally sent three girls to him. I'm like, I don't know, but go to their Instagram and then DM them, tell them what you want to do.
Yeah. We have open runs before the league starts too. This year we only had two.
Yeah.
But that gives people like a good idea, like, can this person actually play? Mm-hmm. And then I don't really know how Jude does it, but somehow he figures out who's going to be on what team.
Well, yeah, I mean, when it initially started, it was players that we didn't know where they were coming from, or Jude may not know where they're coming from, so it's like, okay, let me do these open runs to see. But now you're having people that are coming in with these basketball resumes where it's like, okay, there's no real need to see this person play. I know who this person is, or they played at this specific institution. And so, yeah, we don't need to see it. So now it's just like, man, we just got all these talented people coming in. It's like, how can we fit them in?
Yeah, that's a great problem to have. Watch it grow, right?
You play?
Yeah, I played at Nebraska. Yeah.
You
know
this.
I know.
I might need to practice a little bit. It's been a little bit while. But yeah, that's how I started following you guys, because I knew about the Men's Entertainment League out here for a while, and I was like, there's never stuff for women. And now through the show, I'm starting to research stuff like that. I was telling these guys that I didn't know there was a female equivalent to the LA Kings hockey team called the LA Lions. And so that's one thing I've been loving about working at this, is getting to meet people like you doing these wonderful, you know, organizations taking women's sports and, you know, women's things to the next level.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
So do you have practice schedules, or is everybody practice on their own, or how does that work?
I played yesterday. I should have texted you. Yeah.
I actually was on set yesterday. I booked a campaign, and they had us doing suicide defensive slides.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is preseason of college.
Oh, no.
So right now I'm a little sore. But yeah, for the practices though, it just depends on your team. It's like any professional team. Your success comes from whatever you decide to put in.
Mm-hmm.
Some teams, like the team actually who won the championship 2 years in a row, but
Boo.
Oh really? Yeah.
Well, they actually held practices and have plays and stuff, you know.
So,
Yeah.
How do you think we got the championship twice?
Don't ask me that question because you're not gonna. You're not gonna like what I'm saying. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
And where are the games played at? Can people, fans, come and watch you?
The Expo Center?
Expo Center in downtown.
It's King Boulevard and Figueroa, where the old sports arena used to be. Yeah. So literally the intersection of King Boulevard and Figueroa. It's a huge center with like a pool, soccer field. Mm-hmm. It's called the Exposition Center, like recreational center.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so. it's open to public, so yeah.
Yeah,
anybody can come and look. Yeah.
Well, the exact address is 3980 Bill Robertson Lane.
Come watch the games.
Write it down.
Be there.
What's the address?
3980 Bill Robertson Lane.
Wow, you got the voice.
Got it on.
And then you said the new league is starting June 10th?
Yes, right? June 10th. Mm-hmm.
And it just runs straight 6 weeks in a row, or what's kind of the schedule like for the
upcoming
season?
13 weeks. Mm-hmm. 13 weeks. I might be wrong. I think it's 10 season games or 9 season games, 3 playoffs. And champions.
Yeah,
okay. Championship.
Yeah, fantastic. All right. Well, let me ask a couple other questions about the league before we get. I want to get to each one of you individually as well. But I'm going to ask. So, what does being a basketball beauty mean to each of you?
Like, stump you. Don, you
want to
go first?
Oh, yeah. Well, being a basketball beauty for me means being a part of something that represents women in the right way when it comes to sports. Mm-hmm. It shows that you're not just placed into one box of one dynamic of what a woman's athlete can be. You can be anything. So for me, it's just representative of, you know, where we are in this time with women and indicative of the fact that we can do whatever we want to do and be successful at it. So I'm proud to be a part of it for that reason. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think Don hit it right on the nose. Being a part of this league just gives us, like, a platform, like, one, to be competitive basketball players, and then two, also to show people, like, you can be womanly, you can be feminist, like, you can be... like pretty and beautiful, and I don't mean just by like putting on makeup, but like just like the I guess the message that this league is giving to people is that women can do the same thing as men. They can look pretty, they can look sweaty and get grimy on the court, they can do everything. And the fact that this league encompasses a lot of people that are in entertainment that can use this platform to like showcase their skills and show women and girls that are growing up that they can do anything. We have models, actresses, we have teachers, we have engineers, we have flight attendants, they can travel the world if they want to. That's what I love about this league, is that it gives us that place where we can play ball that we've always wanted to do our whole entire lives, but also inspire other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they hit everything, like, right on the nail. But I also wanted to add in, like, for me, being, like, the rookie or the new girl, I think coming in and seeing people who've already been in the league for, like, since it's begun, it gives me the opportunity to network with people, to actually... have someone to maybe look up to, seeing that I'm new to LA, if they've been here longer than me, I can kind of get information from them to know like which way to go so I don't go the wrong way, you know, just to have people to look up to. I think it's cool too.
Yeah. Very helpful in the city. Everybody needs that.
Yeah. I guess everybody looked at me. So what does basketball beauties mean to me? Was that the question?
Yeah, being one.
I think you said it, where it's like it gives, there's so many women from like different sizes, different colors, different nationalities that all have one thing in common: we'll ball you up. Like, seriously, like, it's not, you know. So for me, like, a lot of my guy friends are like, oh my god, she looks like that and she can play. Like, literally, that's the, it's like, yeah, like, we don't look like that all the time. Like, we, you know what I'm saying? So it's it's this image of, you know, looking a certain way means you can't play basketball or be in it. And everyone in here understands what I'm saying. So this league just wipes that away. And, you know, most of my friends who I've invited, especially my guy friends, they'll see, you know, one of the models, like, cross over someone, and they're like, I'm like, yeah, we're basketball players. It doesn't matter, what we, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We play basketball. That's it. Mm-hmm. So this league kind of wipes that stereotype, all that out of there, and just puts us on one platform, mm-hmm. you know, and yeah. we're basketball players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. You guys have kind of touched on this one, but I want to go a little further. Also, how does it embrace kind of the word beauty in your eyes?
I mean, beauty is...
can be defined
as... It's subjective. Mm-hmm. You know, it's subjective to who it is. I mean, I've met some beautiful women in this league that have hearts of gold, you know, and created lifetime friendships, you mm-hmm. know, because it's good people. Mm-hmm. And so beauty, yeah, it's some girls, you're like, dang, she's fine. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, you see some people and they have good hearts. And like, you know, Nandi said, the reason why she's able to find somebody that she can get advice from is because somebody has a beautiful heart or a beautiful mm-hmm. soul that's going to lead her in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. You're so sweet.
So sentimental.
So fun.
How do you guys feel like this league is affecting young girls out there?
Positively, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, it'd be cool if we could get more. We should invite like basketball teams, high school mm-hmm. girls. Mm-hmm. Like yeah. you know, I just thought of that. So maybe we can talk to mm-hmm. Jude about it and just inviting, you know, more young girls to the league.
What about those camps that yeah. we do too for those?
Yeah, mm-hmm. we do yeah, like a lot of. Like camps at the same gym, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doing little like trainings and things for little kids to learn. Mm-hmm. So we do give back to the community too, which is awesome. I do love the fact that like we can have this league where it's like a bunch of beautiful women that are doing all these different things, and we can show like younger kids, like, you don't have to be this butchy, like masculine person to go and play basketball or to grow yeah. up and play basketball. You could play basketball and grow up and do all kinds of different things. You can mm-hmm. go to college with your basketball skills and get a degree and go and do something, whatever you want to do.
Exactly. Or you can. You know, it's just, it gives them that choice. It doesn't put them in the box of like, yeah. oh, you have to be a tomboy. You can. You totally can. You can rock that out if that's mm-hmm. what you choose to do. But also what they refuse to believe is that, you know, women who want to dress up and want to put on dresses and wear heels
yes.
also want to take off those heels and throw on a pair of sneaks and ball it yes. us, you know?
Thank you. That was the whole yes. beginning of Tom Girl. Yes. Yeah, there's people don't get that balance a lot. Yeah. So there's a whole bunch of you guys out there.
Yes, there are.
It. Yeah, it's so awesome. Well, that's because I do want to let everybody get to know each one of you individually more, too, so they can all get on board and follow you guys all season long. And I want to hear the different backgrounds that you're from, too, because I think that's fascinating. You all have different stories. Mm-hmm. So, well, I think I have photos, though. So let's actually, we're going to go in this order. Oh, I only did two of each. So, okay. So we'll start with Dawn.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Yes, abs. Okay.
Yeah. I love that picture.
So this is the good, like the balance of like you rocking the abs, hardcore, you know, ball, and then beautiful, you know, just. Mm-hmm. So tell us about like, so you're an actress now, and tell me about yeah. the things you're doing and kind of your other career.
Right. And it's funny, the first picture actually was on set of a show mm-hmm. That was based around basketball. but yeah, so I do have a huge basketball background. It's been something I've played for a very long time, and it's taken me all over the world. I've played at a professional level, you know, started young and just went all the way pro, but as much as I love basketball, I do have to say that I love acting more. And it's hard for people to believe because of you know, how much time and effort I put into basketball, but that's just who I am. It's just putting forth everything that I have and whatever is in front mm-hmm. of me at the time. So I actually made the conscious choice to give up basketball to pursue my dreams, because acting came before basketball. Basketball mm-hmm. just took off, and that was a God-given talent that I couldn't deny. I had to do something with it, or I would have been regretful for the rest of my mm-hmm. life. So now I'm able to do both. Basketball Beauties allows yeah. me to do both. And I mean, I think that is just a blessing, you know, and able to play basketball and still able to pursue my dream that I love so much. And that's actually from a recent film that just got released on Amazon Prime called Loyalty. And it will be released as a feature. It's a lot coming with this film. I'm really excited about it. But yeah.
Congrats. So
yeah. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I think there's actually in the acting world, a lot of the athlete mentality can be put to that. Do you feel the same?
And hilarious. Talk about that? I know Erica knows this. I feel like in every acting class that I have or any conversation, they always reference, it's not even sports, they reference basketball. It's like, oh, when Kobe Bryant goes to the gym, he stays there and he does his work. And they're like, well, that's what Samuel L. Jackson does. It's like always this reference to basketball. And I'm like, God, you speaking to me, okay? So there's a reason for everything. So yeah, that's, it's been really cool. You know, this journey has been amazing and I'm enjoying every step of it. Mm-hmm. And still being able to hold on tight to basketball in some way has been extremely important, and I don't feel like I've lost anything. Mm-hmm. I just feel like I've gained the opportunity to do both.
And even the training wise, I feel like the athlete mind works in the acting because you're either training for different roles or like
if you don't play sports, it's a mentality that it's hard to understand. But once you, it's a competitive thing, also knowing that you need the people around you to succeed. That's a mentality that I think that as women we need to grow more into is the fact that we can help build each other instead of trying to compete with one another. Society makes us feel like, okay, me and her look alike. I need to fight against her instead of saying, how can we come together and build an empire? That's a basketball line. You can't win a basketball game by yourself. You got five people on the court and another five people on the bench that we need all 10 of you guys to win. And it's the same thing with acting. You know, you have to create a community and a network around you that allows you to build together and to win together. So it's simultaneous, and it's like, man, it's like living in a dual world, just doing something different. And this time I'm dressed up with my hair straight and a little makeup on. But it's cool. I love it. I love it.
So I know you said this Amazon film's coming out. Anything else next for coming up for you?
I also have a project coming out on Hulu. It's called Bando. It's American Crime Series. And outside of that, it's a grind. Maybe in another month I'll have something else I can tell you, you know, constantly auditioning, constantly studying, the work. And, you know, I'm just streamlined ahead, waiting to see what's next. And, you know, just taking every opportunity as a new blessing to inspire and to grow and to be a better human being and individual.
Awesome. Fantastic. All right. We're going to Erica next.
Oh, yeah, that smile.
Okay.
There we go. Yeah. Just random from all your Instagram accounts.
So funny.
Yeah, so tell us more about you. I know we all know from Love and Basketball. And, you know, what was working on that film? Talk a little bit about that. How was that film for you?
That was amazing. It was my first, if I don't know how it fell in my lap. What's crazy is I didn't have representation when I got it. So it was my cousin called and said, hey, Spike Lee is having open calls for basketball players. Now, the ego was in me at this time. Eric had an ego, a little bit of an ego for no reason. I don't even know why I had an ego. But I was like, I don't do cattle calls. Ooh. I said, nah, I don't do cattle calls. And she was like, oh, okay. And I was like, well, wait, what is it again? Who is it again? She said, Spike Lee. And I said, So I was like, no, I'm not going. So she told me the information. And actually, the auditions were being held at my old high school. That's what was crazy. That's why I was like, oh. So now that I look back 20 years, 18 years, like, the universe just lined that up for me. Like, I couldn't have planned that. Like, the way that it just went and how I got it and then where it's brought me is crazy. So you know me. I'm huge on energy, universe. I'm huge on that. So when I got it, again, like, I was fresh out of college. I had been doing student films, extra work, like, got my SAG card on the Jamie Foxx show, like, first three episodes on it, like, and they're showing it. I was Hoochie number one. Don't laugh. But I've had people, like, literally in the last 2 weeks, they've DM'd me the screenshot. And I'm in these booty shorts, and I'm at the bar with Jamie and Eddie Griffin. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I remember this day, but I was, for me, I was just Hoochie number one, but I was, like, there for work, like, even though. So, anyways, it's crazy. So, I just remember booking it and, like, being on set. And, like, and that wasn't even, like, it was everything that happened after. Like, filming it, I was still kind of, like, I was in heaven. I was, like, I don't even think I slept. Like, when you're that excited, like, I was just up. And I was just everywhere. And it was, like, 2 weeks of, you know, we shot for 2 weeks. And then when it came out, I still didn't realize how big the film was. You know, I didn't know until, like, Love and Basketball really got huge after it came out on video. and then people started seeing it on TV and mm-hmm. word, and it was like more word of mouth. That's when people started like recognizing me with sunglasses and a hat on. Mm-hmm. That's when I was like, oh. Like I didn't understand it until mm-hmm. two or like that's what's crazy. I didn't really understand my impact until like 2 years into it, to where people were like really like, you impacted me this way, mm-hmm. and then I was like, oh wow, now I have a responsibility because people like I have a responsibility now. So, you know, we just had our 18-year anniversary, April 21st, mm-hmm. when it was released.
Yeah. 18
wow,
years
man,
dude, I was what?
Yes.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
You, okay. That's
rookie.
Yeah.
Rookie.
Come on, freshman.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to date myself, too, because I watched it with my teammates, and we were in the theater in college, you know.
Okay.
So I was like,
okay.
Yeah, so, yeah. And what I love about it, because I rewatched it again today, and I'm like, it's still freaking fantastic. Like,
it's a classic.
Yes, and it was fine. I mean, the soundtrack's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It never gets old.
Never.
You know what's funny about it is when people, when you don't play basketball, and you're like, oh, Love and Basketball's one of my favorite movies, I'm like, it makes me realize, like, I thought it just was me because we played basketball. But, I mean, worldwide, it's anybody.
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
But I'm like, man. So hearing this story, I'm like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. You know how a lot of sports movies you'll watch, and I think as an athlete, they never feel real. Or you're like, that's mm-hmm. not how people play. Or you know whatever. Like, I feel like the whole movie nailed what it's really like to mm-hmm. play. Like, I thought it was just done really, really well.
Well, Gina Prince Bythewood, director, writer, still a good friend of mine. Super, like... She's so dope. Like, Gina's dope. She made it a point to surround Sanaa with everybody that played basketball. So, everyone around her, we were super competitive. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm talking about, like, the scene where I'm, like, grabbing on her. And mm-hmm. it's like that, like, Gina was like, I'm going to let you all play for 20 minutes, just open court, and we're going to film you. And we were like, so, we're just playing? Like, mm-hmm. no acting? She was like... So that whole grabbing on Sanaa and pushing her, like, I was pushing her.
Wow.
And so after, I remember her asking me after we cut, she walks up to me. She goes, Erica, she was like, you like me, right? Swear to God. And I was like, yes, Sanaa. I was playing. I said, she's intense. She was like, oh, my God. I was like, but I remember her. We were bumping, and I was just like, that's basketball. Mm-hmm. Like, we weren't playing. Mm-hmm. And the other girls, you know, some of the girls, they had been further in their basketball careers than I have. Because I didn't play in college. I played intramural. Mm-hmm. And low-key, the whole thing about the freshman taking your spot, that was me. That happened to me in college. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows. I don't know if I've said that. But, like, some people know. But I was a senior. I went to Long Beach State. And it was between me and a freshman. There was two spots. There was one spot. And... it was two of us, and I remember the coach called me in, and I wasn't very good with plays, and I just wasn't in high school. Like, it would take me a minute to get it, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just, I didn't judge myself. I was like, look, I might need some extra time. Mm-hmm. I might need to take this home, but that was one of the reasons, and she was just explaining to me why I didn't make the team. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, but then I was like, this girl is a freshman, and I was graduating in like 6 months, whatever, so I was like, dang. And then I booked Love and Basketball, and I was like, dang. So that's what I'm saying. I'm like,
wow.
So university playing games with me. You know, so, yeah. So it was amazing. And this, like I said, everything after, just the people that I've been able to meet, like athletes I've done, like all the celebrity games that I did when it first came out, like me and Moses Malone were like chilling mm-hmm. on the bus driving to a game. I was like, it was like Shaq and like all these actors that I've looked up to, but also basketball players, and just literally like the people that I've been able to meet mm-hmm. who respect my work. That's like the payoff.
Mm-hmm.
And even
mm-hmm.
to this day, 18 years later, people are like, can I get an autograph? I'm like, sure, mm-hmm. come on, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, like I am so grateful,
mm-hmm.
you know, for mm-hmm. it. It's changed my life.
And what are you primarily, I know like on your Instagram, your goal is to inspire. What kind of things are you working on now or involved with?
So many things. So I do Herbalife full time. I'm a nutrition coach with Herbalife. I've been doing that 6.5 years. Don, I'm still waiting for your phone call.
She going to call me out?
Yeah. I'm going to blow you up because we were choosing to meet up last week, but I'm going to blow her up right now. No, but I've been doing that, and I have a film out. It's called Devious Nanny that was aired on Lifetime. But you can go on YouTube. Type in Devious Nanny, and it'll pull up the full episode. It's actually not your typical Lifetime movie. It's actually really good, and I'm not even saying it because I'm in it. But it's actually, it's a cool movie, so you all can go see that. I'm doing a lot of stuff like with investing, like business. Like, I'm trying to be a billionaire.
Nice. Like, that's good plan.
Like, yeah. Honestly, like,
tell us how.
Exactly. Billionaire mindset. I'm not limiting myself. So I'm kind of just saying yes to everything. I don't know if y'all saw that movie, Yes Man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jim Carrey, just say yes and see what happens.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's a good mentality.
That's kind of where I'm at. So I'm busy, but I'm happy. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited about it.
That's great. All right, let's move next to heartbreak.
Hey. Uh-oh,
we got a couple shots of you.
Okay.
Oh, heartbreak's so dope.
Yeah, you have so many things. So I'm just letting you take it over now. These are fascinating. Go ahead.
Where do I start?
Let's start with your music.
Okay. So I'm a recording artist. I sing, songwrite, and produce. I actually started out producing, and then from producing, I wanted to write songs, so I started writing songs, and then to write songs, you got to kind of sing or do something, right? So I started to learn how to sing, and now I'm just doing everything. Mm-hmm.
And you have videos on YouTube. People can watch your music videos.
I have a couple music videos out. I just dropped a project, a collaboration project, with one of my friends, Stevie Dub. He's a dope, super dope hip hop artist. We just dropped that like a couple weeks ago, so that's all out on Spotify, Apple Music.
What's
all
the name?
That stuff. It's called Perspectives. And it's like every song is just a dual song with me and him. And it's super, it definitely gives like a different perspective in each song, because I'm giving my perspective and he's giving his perspective in every single song. So it's so interesting to see like how he's going to think of something and how I'm going to think of something. So that's out now. I'm currently working on my solo project, which I just recorded two songs this weekend. Nice. Which I never have time to do anything. So I was like so happy. I'm really excited about that. So that's going to be coming out hopefully. I'm aiming for a couple months from now. I'm going to be dropping a solo project. So really excited about that.
Okay, we'll look for that.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you're rocket science?
I kind of have this like full-time job with rockets and stuff.
Minor.
Yeah, so I'm a mechanical engineer.
By the way, she was saying that like it's like...
After I got out of producing my song, I just jump over.
I know, my life is literally so weird because I go to work every day and I'm like out here building rockets, and then I come home and I record a song.
That's
and then
awesome.
The next day I'm like, oh, we have basketball, we have open runs, and then Sunday comes and we have basketball games, and... Now I'm on a show talking about basketball. Like, what am I doing? I don't know sometimes. But, so I'm a mechanical engineer. We build rockets. I work in manufacturing, so I work on, writing the instructions for how to build them and stuff.
Wow. But tell them the company you work for.
SpaceX.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anybody knows?
The little bitty.
The small,
SpaceX.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god, this is why I don't like talking about myself. I'm like, people are so confused when they talk to me, like, wait, you do what, and then you do what, and then wait, huh? Like, so, yeah. So that's my daytime job, and then I also play basketball, so I grew up playing basketball. It's actually really funny how my life works, because I was just telling you earlier how, like, I was obsessed with music when I was younger, and I carried the CD player around with me. All the time, and then it broke, and my mom didn't have enough money to like buy me a new one. She was like, you're not getting a new one, so figure it out. So I opened it up, figured out what was wrong with it, fixed it, put it back together, and then I still got to use it. And so ever since then, my mom was like, oh, can you fix the stereo, can you fix the TV, can you do this, do that? So I was literally fixing everything my whole life growing up. So, like, I was like, okay, engineering's going to be my backup. I'm going to be in the WNBA. That's my goal. That's what I'm going to do. And then, but I like music. So maybe if basketball doesn't work, I'll do music. And then engineering's just like, that'll just help me to fall back if none of these work out. So I thought I was going to be in the WNBA. That didn't work. So I went to college. I ended up starting the basketball team at my college at UC Merced. Because I was the inaugural class, there were there was no clubs, no sports, nothing there. So I went there specifically to start the basketball team. So I did that, majored in mechanical engineering, and then started doing all these internships. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I interned with like Procter & Gamble. for like 3 years. If you know, like Mr. Clean, Febreze, yeah. Swiffer, mm-hmm. I worked on that stuff. And so I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be an engineer. Like, forget all this other stuff. But like, I was still playing basketball. And then I started producing when I was in college. And so I just like became this like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do in life? So it's just funny how life works out that it just like ended up working out the way it did. I got a full-time job as a mechanical engineer. I still do music and make music for fun. And then I somehow like ended up in this basketball league. I moved to LA, ran into Jude a couple times, and now we have a basketball league. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can do everything that I want to do.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like I just talked so much.
No, it's great.
Amazing.
All right, and last but not least, we have Nandi.
Yes.
All right, come fix some you.
Rookie.
Yeah. Baller.
Yeah,
you real baller.
A little fashion shot there.
Hello,
Dad. Yeah. Yeah. So tell us more about you.
I'm from Flint, Michigan, and I went to school at Virginia State University. I played there. I played basketball there. And I graduated last May, and I literally moved here July 15th. It was so hard to transition to move here. I had to, like, pack all my boxes, get them shipped, ship my car, find an apartment before I even moved here. And so once I finally got here, I got a job is to be a flight attendant. And so I started flight attending. I actually recently just quit. Due to a lot of reasons, but yeah, that's basically it right now. Mm-hmm. And so I'm working on a brand that'll be launched June 9th. So y'all can stay tuned for that. It's called Meraki 94. And yeah, so it'll be launched June 9th.
But any more details? That, like what kind of brand? Like
So I'll be selling swimwear and fitness apparel, sports bras, legging sets, spandex sets, and then I'll also have my vlogs on my website, and then I'll have a link to where you can donate towards my city because they have a water crisis. I don't know if you guys know about that. They have we've been going through the water crisis for about 3 or 4 years, and a lot of people are unaware of it, so I definitely want to bring it to the surface and show people like what we're going through and that it's real, because like I know a lot of people when they find out I'm from Flint, they're like, they laugh about it, like, oh, like you have dirty water, and it's like, that's not funny. Like, it's not, because people really, I have friends and family who are like still victims of it. So, you know, and you have like babies who are victims of it. So basically we had lead in our water. So, once you drink it or it gets in your system, it basically messes with your nerves. And it's like, I don't really explain it. Like, I don't want to say it the wrong way, but, over time it damages your nerve system. So it's serious. Yeah.
Well, that's a great cause, what you're doing.
Thank you.
For sure.
Well, what a group. I mean, you guys are all fantastic, all these things. It's so special. Okay, before I know, we only have a couple minutes left, so let's just talk a little bit about what are your guys' goals for the league? Like, what do you hope to see in the next 5 years? Or, you know, what are things you're going to work towards? That's my point at you.
I think what's unfortunate is just for women's basketball, it just is not enough, it's not enough platforms for it, you know. So I hate to say this, but when you play women's basketball, after it's done, you kind of hit a dead end. So a lot of people find themselves after finishing women's basketball, because you don't make as much money as the men, you just don't. After it's done, you are basically starting over brand new. And so it's really unfortunate. You can see some of your best women's basketball players, and they're fine because they'll make the make most of the money. But women who are, they fall into this mid category. Somebody like, just so people can understand, like the caliber player as, in the NBA, in the NBA. Let's say somebody who's like a role player in the NBA, a role player in women's basketball. Once you're done, you are broke. And I'm just, I mean, that money goes fast. So this is going to provide an opportunity for women. And hopefully if we get the right investors, if we get people around that, you know, like, oh, I think that's doing something. I think that's inspiring women. I think that can make some money. This could build to be something like the G League or the D League for men, because we don't have that. It's either, it goes from college, you either go to Europe or you go to the WNBA. After that, there's nothing. So hopefully something like basketball beauties can trigger something in somebody, be like, okay, let's do these semi-pro leagues that'll pay women, that still give them a platform to play. That's not quite the WNBA. It's not quite Europe, but it is something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that's the goal. You know, the goal mm-hmm. is to always do better for, you know, the world. And I think that's what Jude is trying to do, is to provide an opportunity, to provide an opportunity for women mm-hmm. in sports. Because, unfortunately, we just, when it comes to financially, they don't meet us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, you know, and right now Jude still, he works with us talking about, you know, hoping to find ways to even pay this league. Mm-hmm. It's just about sponsorships and people who can believe in women's sports, women's basketball. And, you know, that's the goal. You know, it starts small, but at least there's an idea and it can mm-hmm. trigger an amazing, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. Thing. So that's what we hope for. And, you yeah. know, we're the catalyst for it here in L.A., and we'll see what New York's talking about. And then, you know.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Right, you know. Yeah.
And to, like, piggyback off what she said about, like, finding yourself, because I think growing up, when you grow up playing basketball, it's like, oh, my dream is to go to the WNBA or play professional basketball. But once you realize that you're not going to pursue that, or you don't have the mm-hmm. choice to pursue that, it goes back to finding yourself, like, basketball was all you know, so now I have to start over. And I can say that because I'm actually transitioning and doing that right now for myself. So it's kind of like, just how you said, I forgot, you said something like, I'm saying yes to everything, like every mm-hmm. opportunity. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to turn down anything because you never know what you'll end up being good at or do at until yeah. you try it. Mm-hmm. So, like, for me now, it's just like, I'm going to try whatever comes my way, whatever yeah. opportunities I get.
Yeah. I think the other thing that can be difficult is once you've spent that much time focused on basketball, like, you don't do other things. Like, you're not doing college internships like other people because you're mm-hmm. at practice or you're not getting that mm-hmm. job. So I think it's harder too to come back and try to then get into some sort of work professional when other people now have about a 10-year mm-hmm. jump on you yeah. of doing yep. things
yeah.
as well. It can be a struggle.
It's an identity thing too. Yeah. You know, you're no longer you're no longer heartbreak the basketball player. Now you're heartbreak the who, you know, and mm-hmm. that's been an adjustment. I mean, people go through some major mental issues with yeah. women's mm-hmm. basketball because in college you're an athlete student. You're not a student athlete.
Yeah. yeah
it's like basketball. Sure. And so, I mean, it's just the way that it is. So yeah. all you can do is try to find an opportunity, plant a seed, and hope that it grows into something mm-hmm. great.
Okay. Last question for each of you. What's your goals? Like, if you have a particular goal for yourself in the league this season, like, you know, rookie, like, what if you have a goal? Anybody that has anything they're going after this year to be champ? Anything?
Oh.
I mean, yeah. Of course.
Third championship for us. That's my goal. That's all.
Okay, well, I'm in agreement because we're yes, on the same
yeah,
team.
Yeah.
Brother.
Dawn, I'm sensing
you know me. I'm going to talk and love you at the same time.
I think the goal is to always win, but I think I'm hoping just to more so network and just to get in the I'm trying to think. And, like, the pattern of playing again because I've been out. So I'm just looking forward to just playing, like, because I love basketball. So mm-hmm. I'm really excited.
Oh, that was cute.
Yeah,
rookie.
No, look. Ain't no sweetness, okay, because the girl can play.
I know. And, I guess I'm not even falling for
that.
I just want to get back
sweet
into girl back.
She's breaking people's ankles and stuff.
Right. No, honestly, like, I just want to have fun. Like, that's it. I mean, yeah. I like winning. I don't like losing.
Yeah.
But like that. But
yeah.
if it's a good game, it's like, let's just have fun. Like,
yeah.
you know, that's, I'm a clown, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a clown.
Any from you?
MVP.
Yay.
Okay, girl.
No,
you're not.
I just want to make sure I can get to the games because, I mean, our lives are so busy. Yeah. I can't even make all the games. But yeah, to have fun, meet some new girls, play, have some good basketball, and hopefully, you know, I think what's important is we really are trying to get a fan base out, mm-hmm. people to come watch us play, mm-hmm. and it's exciting. Like, y'all got to come watch us play, man.
Yeah,
we got girls who can dunk. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you brought that up because I only have like 1 minute left. But tell me, you did actually had a dunk contest during All Star Week, right?
Yes. Yes. So we have Tammy Bronner, who is a Harlem Globetrotter. Mm-hmm. Which is a feat in itself because she was one of the few women that has become a Harlem Globetrotter. She decided to do a women's dunk contest. We did lower the rim a foot, but that, I mean,
still.
I mean, you have to get off the ground, get the actual ball, which is a foot in length itself, over the rim, and had a dunk contest. And she actually jumped over somebody and then dunked. So we Donica. Have some athletic. Donica. Yeah, Donica Dale.
And you guys can see that on their website.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool.
Fantastic. Well, this has been such a treat. You guys are all amazing. I can't wait to watch. I will get to the game. I will bring my niece to watch you guys. I think it's fantastic what you're doing. So tell everybody again, one quick, we'll go to each one, where they can follow you on social media.
Okay, you can follow me at The Dawn Raven, spelled just like that, on every platform, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Find me there.
I'm Who Is Heartbreak, and everything on my social media is Who Is Heartbreak.
Nandi Amaya on Instagram, Twitter, Amaya Type. And Facebook, Nandi Amaya.
Erica Ringor, E-R-I-K-A-R-I-N-G-O-R, on everything.
All right. Well, that's it for us this week. You guys, thanks so much for watching. We'll see you here again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.